Blog Talk Radio.
How many people are encouraged tonight?
Join Peace Outreach today. Before we start with our topic, we will have a prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we come today just to say thank you. Thank you for this day. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for opening our eyes and our ears to the Word of God this day, dear Heavenly Father. For those that will tune in sometime today or tonight, dear Heavenly Father, let it be a word, a nugget share today with the topic we have, dear Heavenly Father, that would help someone along their Christian journey. We want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for being such a good God, such a merciful God, such a kind God. In Jesus' precious holy name, amen and thank God. Well, today, we have an exciting topic. We're going to talk about, first of all, we're going to go to the book of Job. We're going to talk about our friend Job this morning. And the title of our subject today is Faith on Trial. And when you read the story of Job, you know his faith was on trial. With everything he went through, everything that they did to him, his faith was on trial. So today we're going to talk a little about faith. Then we're going to start talking about the trials. You know, faith is more than just believing. It is trusting our lives to what we believe. For example, we can believe that someone had walked across a deep gorge or tightrope, but are we willing to trust that person to carry us across? You know, faith says yes. Faith in God says that we are willing to trust God with our very lives. We are willing to follow his guidelines for living as outlined in the Bible because we have the conviction that will be best for us. We are even willing to endure ridicule, persecution for our faith because we are so sure that what we believe is true and the Christian life is what is best for us eternally. So today we're going to talk about the faith on trial. I know some of you are listening sometime today. Your faith has been on trial. You have went through different things in your life. And then Brother Job, it says in Job 1 and 21, it says, naked I came out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return thither. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. His Job's faith was on trial. You know, and as I read that and I reread it, it said, naked I came from my mother's womb. You know you can't go back into your mother's womb, but that's what the word was saying. And as I read, I started going to different scriptures. And in James 5 and 11, we was reading, and it was saying, we count those blessings who endure. You have heard of the enduring of Job and have seen the outcome of the Lord's dealing, that the Lord is full of compassion and is merciful. When I read that, I thought about the trials that we go through in life. And we say we have faith. Sometimes the least little thing that come up in our life, we throw in the towel. Well, where is that faith that you said you had? Here, Job was on trial. And he had the faith. He believed in God even when his friends came, persecuted, talk about him, wife say, won't you curse God and die? He was on trial with his faith, even when his body was attacked with swords and everything. He still had faith. That's like us today. We lose our job. We lose our home. They pick up our car. Our children go to acting crazy, or they go out there and get on crack, wet, what all these drugs they call it. They go to acting stupid. If you're in a relationship, you got a husband, he going one way, you going another. Your faith is on trial. Are you ready to throw in the towel? Are you ready to go to the Word of God and let God just direct you through your trial? Or are you going to give up? You know, when you read the story of Job, Job went through a lot. Even, you know, losing everything he owned and suffering from a terrible sickness, Job still confessed his trust in God. Are you like that today? Are you still, no matter what you're doing, no matter what you've been through, are you still trusting God? Are you putting your faith and trust in somebody down the street, somebody in another country, but are you trusting God? You know, the Bible provides a profound statement on God's justice in light of human suffering. You know, you think about how can the justice of an almighty God be defended in the face of evil, especially human suffering? We're going to go through some suffering on this side. We're not going to live on the flower bed of Eve. Something going to come up in our life each and every day if you just keep getting up saying good morning and thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning. You're going to encounter something today. It may not have been this morning, may not be tonight. But before the week is out, you're going to come up with a trial in your life. Your faith is going to be tested. Do you feel you can stand the trial and your faith will stand tall with it? You know, as you read the book of Job, remember that though you don't have all the answers to questions about suffering, God is still in control. And as I went to Job's 2 and 10, I was reading, but he said to her, "You speak as one of the foolish women speak. Shall we indeed accept good from God and not accept adversary?" In all this, Job did not sin with his lips. That means the things that we go through, pick up that word. God, show me the word for the trial I'm going through now, because this trial and this affliction is just for a light affliction. You didn't mean for me to go through this for 10 years, but I'm going through this trial for 10 years because I have not tapped into the source, the power that you have given me. I have the power. Sure, I'm going to go through a trial and a tribulation, but my faith is being tested. How much can you stand? And when you read and think about what Job went through and how the adversary, the devil, was there tempting him on every side, you can't help but say, God, I know my faith lies in you. It's not what I see with the naked eye, but what I know in my spirit and feel in my spirit, that you are the way maker. You will bring me through this trial, but you've given me this test to see how I'm going to do in it. And if you don't pass it, you're going to repeat that test. You're going to go through that test again. And you know, God gave Satan permission to inflict Job with bars from the head to the toe, but resisting him from killing Job. He said, okay, here's my servant Job. I know he to be an upright man. How many of us, God can say that today about us? That he have given the enemy permission to come in and do certain things. But would you, you know, are you going to stand still and listen to God, wait on the salvation of the Lord? Or are you going to bellyache? You're going to go in the tower? You're going to do everything but trust in God. But God wants you to trust in him. You know, but when I read that and I thought about Job sitting in the dust trying to scrape the souls to find some relief. He didn't run up and down the street and say, take this away, take this away. What did I do? What did I do? Oh, it's all about me, all about me. No, it was a test. he had to go through. He had to lose his wife, children, friends, loved ones. But look how he stood, how he stood in the midst of suffering, in the midst of his trials. He did not throw in the towel. He gave God the glory through it all. You know, a sure foundation for faith in time of trial. You got to know that you know. You got a sure foundation in God with your faith. You know, and I went through the seas. I started with Job 42 and 2. And I'm going to turn to that and read Job 42 and 2 and tell you what thus saith the Lord. In case you don't have your Bible with you right then, and I hope you do, and I hope you're writing these scriptures down. But 42 and 2 says, I know that thou can do everything, and that no thought can be withholden from thee. I say, okay, that's counsel. You know, the word of God promised that God can do everything, and that no thought of his can be hindered. That's one of your foundation of faith in your time of trial. And as I went on to read, I went to Isaiah. And let me turn right on over to Brother Isaiah and see what he's saying in the 43rd chapter and the 13th verse. And this is what the Lord said, not I, but what the Lord's words say. 43 and 13 says, yea, before the day was, I am. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? You know, as you read that, we can go to another sea, the course. We'll talk about the course in that verse. The course he has set for us. We can have the same assurance that no force can stop the work of God, no matter what come up. No force is greater than God. It cannot stop what God has for you. Whatever trial you're going through, God is right there with you. He hasn't forsaken you. He hasn't left you. He's right there with you. He is letting you know that he has given you that assurance that no force around you can stop the work he has set for you, no matter what trap the enemy set. God is right there to let the enemy know that you are his child. You're going to go through some trials, but you're going to come out as pure gold. You're going to come out smelling like a rose. It may not feel like the rose while you're going through it, but that's part of your test. You all that's listening today, do you want to pass your test like Job did? Then I went to another C on commitment. You know, I was thinking about it. I turned to Numbers 23 and 19. So I'm going to turn right over here to Brother Numbers and see what Numbers is telling us today. The 23rd chapter and the 19th verse. And the word of the Lord says, we're talking about that commitment now. And Balak said unto him, come, I pray thee with me unto another place, for which thou mayest see them, thou shalt see. But the utmost part of them shall not see them all, and curse me then for tents. You know, as I read that, I dissected a little bit. The word of God is not a man to lie or change his mind. Did you hear that? The word of God. He don't lie, and he don't change his mind. What he have told you he's going to do, God will keep his promise and commitment to you. That's another foundation for faith in time of trouble and your trials is commitment. Be committed. If so many people don't want to commit to anything, but commit to Christ. Commit to him today. And then as I went through the scripture, I went over to Brother Psalms. And I'm going to turn to Psalms right now. Psalms 136. And we're going to read 23 and 24 verse. And the words say, who remembered us in our low estate? For his mercy endureth forever. Verse 24 say, and he has rendered us from our enemies, for his mercy endureth forever. Here God's mercy gonna be, it's gonna endure. No matter what trial you're going through, he's letting us know his mercy endureth forever. And as I went through that, you know, the word of God promised us that God has a compassion on us. Even when you're going through, he still got compassion on us. He remembers us in our lowest state. For his mercy, even friends and relatives may avoid us when we are in a helpless condition. How many of you all know that today? When you're going through your trial, nobody calls, or your family members, you can't find them, where you feel you seeking help from them. But when we are in a helpless condition, but God will never fail us nor forsake us. That let us know God is right there. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to forsake us. He's right there to help us go through whatever we need to go through, whatever wilderness experience that we are doing. He's going to take us through it because he's that kind of God. And, you know, as I was reading that, we need to be thanking God for enduring love. You know, I find no meaning for life apart from the Lord. I am determined to put all my trust in him, regardless of the situation or the circumstances. You know, I desire to be that servant forever in obedience, to help me work through every opportunity of my life today and joyfully receive the fruit of all the promises he have made to us. You know, without you, Lord, we could not move beyond simple trust to a faith that surpassed all human understanding and sacrifice. You know, I praise thee and lift thee up for all thou hast given me so that my life is not in vain. We're still talking about faith on trial. You know, you have to ask God, guide my feet, Lord. Make me like one of your faithful servant who has come and gone before me. No, who make me a willing participant in the unfolding revelation that your will and your will alone, you know, and as we went back to that verse on 23 and 24, for thou art good, your love endureth forever. You know, we got to know that God loves us no matter what we are going through. He still loves us. But we have to be taught a lot of things in this life on this Christian journey. We're not going to be loved all the time. We're going to be hated. We're going to be ridiculed. But we have to know when we're going through a trial, just go on through that trial. And you're going to come out much easier, much simpler, without a lot of scars. But when you go to bucking and complaining, while you're going through that trial, that's taking you a little bit longer to come up out of that trial. And I give God praise this morning. We have a guest that's on this morning. I don't know if they would like to speak, but if you would, just press 1 on your keypad, and I will bring you in. And if we have anybody else that would like to come on and share, or if you want to give them the number to Joanne Peace Outreach today, is area code 646-716-4389. That number again is 646-716-4389. We serve in such a good God. And Job is one of my favorite scriptures because I could see what Job went through. Myself in my life went through a lot of things paralyzed to what Job went through. And I know I had to keep my focus on God. I couldn't deviate to something else. I had to lean and depend on him. You know, I had to hear his voice, answer what he say, do what he say. And we have to come to a point in time in our life that we have to know without a shadow of a doubt that God is the creator. He the maker. He will sustain us. He will take us and lead us by the hand. If you want to be led, if you want to do what God say do. And today I know some of you all might be going through trials right now. And you're saying, but she don't understand. She don't know what I'm facing. I've been there, done that. I know what it is to lose a job, lose a home, on trial now, lose your finances, on trial still, and I'm still going through, where's my faith, through all of this here. Daughter passed, mother, grandmother passed, still going through a trial, but I'm still holding on to my faith. Daddy passed, husband passed, cousins passed, auntie passed, great uncle passed. I'm still holding on to my faith in my trial. I don't have an option. Why do I want to go back to something that wasn't worthwhile when I can stay and go through my trial and go on and do what God have called me to do? And so as I thought about that, wait a minute. Now the word of God promised that God can do everything. So now if he can do everything, surely, and I know he can bring me out of this. He's going to bring me through this trial, what I'm going through. It's only for a season. It's only temporarily. It's not something I'm going to have done for 10 years, 15 years. It is a temporary thing, faith on trial. And I have to know my faith is being tested. Even as I come to the blog talk show, even when the enemy don't want me to say something or do something, I know my faith is on trial. No matter what you're going through right now, God is able. He's there to sustain you. And anything that you go through, he will take you through it. He will bring you out of whatever it is that you're going through. And, you know, when you think about your faith on trial, you think about how good God is. We have a caller that's on the air.
Hello,
good
Pastor
morning,
Sadie.
Caller. You're now on.
Hello, Pastor Sadie. This is Reverend Wynn.
Well, good morning, Reverend Wynn. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. I love any topic that has to do with faith because that's my spirit food. And you're talking about, you know, faith being on trial, and we all have our things that we go through. And I think I've mentioned this, too, before on your program, that sometimes we forget this is just earth.
Yes.
Because what we've done is we've attached ourselves to earth. You see, Apostle Paul said, and I love this, and I'm just now at the age of 51, just now becoming in touch and can relate to what Paul said when he said, I am stripped naked to the world, and the world is stripped naked to me. Mm. And so as we grow up, because I wasn't taught that I was originally from heaven, that I came to earth on assignment. I wasn't taught that. My parents didn't understand that. And so I teach my five-year-old grandson. I tell him, I say, I taught him, and then I quiz him every once in a while. I say, now, Zach, where are you from? And he'll say, heaven. And I'll say, what are you doing on earth then? And he'll say, I'm here on assignment. So I don't want him to grow up attached to the earth because then we're affected by what happens in the earth. I want him to understand that we are of another kingdom. However, we have to go through things on earth, but it's just what you go through. It's just all part of our assignment. It's all part of our you know, we are ambassadors for Christ from heaven. So it's just part of it. It's just part of it. And it doesn't can't hurt us. It can't it can't touch us. You know, and whatever we go through is just temporary. It's getting us to the next place so we can continue doing our assignment. But I love what Paul said In 2 Corinthians 4:17, this is the Amplified. I love this. For our light momentary affliction, the slight distress of the passing hour, is ever, don't you just love that? It's a slight distress of the passing hour. James says life is but a vapor, and that doesn't mean that, you know, that doesn't mean what a lot of people have taught, but it means life is a vapor, meaning that in God has no timing. It's just so quick. It happens so fast. Life is but a vapor. So if life is a vapor, and that doesn't mean we don't have any guarantee for tomorrow. That's not what I'm saying. Because when we're in covenant with God, we do have a guarantee for tomorrow. When we're in covenant with God and we're walking that covenant out, we have a guarantee for tomorrow. So I don't have to be concerned. Well, I might not even live till tomorrow. See, that's not what that means when James says life is but a vapor. It just simply means compared to heaven, life on earth, the natural life, is but a vapor. It just happens so quick, so quick. And so if life is but a vapor and it happens so fast, that's why Paul could say this is a slight distress of the passing hour. Passing hour, see. It's going to pass. Life is so short. Natural life is so short. That if life is a vapor, then this affliction in this life is less than that. You see, when all we have to do is renew our mind to these things, and then when we go through things, it's not a drudgery like, oh, God, trial is hitting me. My faith is on trial. We can say, oh, glory to God. I got a faith opportunity here.
Yes.
And so whenever you're planning something, you know, big, like the Holy Ghost has got you doing some big stuff and you get it planned, especially if it has to do with prayer. You see, having prayer conferences and stuff, you're going to get hit with some stuff. That doesn't mean you're off the mark. That doesn't mean you've opened the door. It just means the enemy's trying to get your attention. And so when we know who we are in Christ and that we can laugh, I love what E.W. Kenyon said. He said that talking about a certain car a certain car with a lot of horsepower can drive up a mountain. And he said faith is greater than that. Faith just laughs at a mountain. Faith laughs at a mountain. So we can laugh at the momentary slight distress of the passing hour, the momentary affliction. We can laugh when we know who we are because we can say, okay, I'm just going through. I'm going to tell you something, Pastor Sadie. Some people, some faith folk, you know, because Christians are supposed to be faith folk. We're supposed to be faith people. But I heard a minister say one time, He said it was a large percentage of Christians, if lost their job, would not be able to live by faith. And I determined I was not going to be one of those. I said, God, I will not be one of those. I cannot have the impact that I need to have in the sphere of people that you've called me to if I cannot live by faith. And right after that, I lost my income. Faith opportunity, see? I'm telling you what, it has been a ride. I've been ridiculed. I've been falsely accused. And I just laugh. Because, see, it's momentary. It's momentary. Yeah. See, I'm going to tell you something. Most Christians do not want to scrape. They say it's a lack of faith. I'm going to tell you, it takes just as much faith to reduce as it does to increase. We're willing to use our faith to increase. But how about to reduce? Do we have faith to reduce, you see? See, it goes both ways. And that doesn't mean that God is subtracting anything from us. It means we're just going through. It just means we just got a little something here. We're going through. And you said it earlier about you're talking about a bad attitude. If you get a bad attitude, you're going to be stuck there. You see, just like the Israelites were. We have to be willing to scrape. I'm going to just say this real quick. My spiritual father, Dr. Ed Dufresne, when he got saved, the Lord told him he was going to a church, and the Lord told him the church he got saved in is the one he got involved in. He got saved on Sunday morning, and if you understand who Dr. Ed Dufresne is, when he was an alcoholic in his 20s, had alcoholic parents, was abused. I mean, just a really rough life. And he got saved and on Sunday morning, and Sunday night he went right to the pastor. He says, "Okay, where can I help?" He was looking for help's ministry. Where can I help? I got to get busy here. And so he got busy, and then the Holy Ghost told him to, because that church was working on a building, you know, building a new building. So they had a building going, and Dr. Frayne is a carpenter. So he went to the pastor, and he said, "The Lord has told me to build your church for you."
Uh-huh.
And he said, oh, good, the Lord spoke to me about that too. And so Dr. Dufresne said, okay. Now, Dr. Dufresne had a good job. He had a mortgage. Uh-huh. He had bills like everybody. And he said to the pastor, he said, okay, this is how much money that I'll need to get. This is how much it cost me to get by with my family, to feed my family and take care of my family and pay my bills. And then mm-hmm. the pastor, he dropped his head and he said, Ed, we don't have anything to pay you. Well, Dr. Dufresne couldn't believe that God wanted him to work for nothing. He's going to have to quit his job. Well, the Holy Ghost told him, I'll take care of you. So that man quit his job, just a brand-new Christian, quit his job. He had three little girls, quit his job. Listen, I'm talking about faith to reduce.
Yeah.
Now, he had to scrape, he had to skimp, and he almost lost his home because he had to stay in obedience. At one point, he couldn't feed his family. He said, okay, that's it. I'm going back to work. He went back. He stood in line for a job or however they did it back yonder. And he got up there, and they were going to give him his papers to start work again. And he was just weeping. He said, I can't do this. I can't do this. See, they all knew about him. They all knew he had quit his job to do this. And he just was crying. He goes, I can't do this. I got to obey God. And he walked away. His family was starving. Not starving, I'm sorry. His family was hungry. They probably felt like they were starving. And I know how it feels when you're used to eating a certain way and that food ain't there anymore. Your belly's a hollering. Even though you're not starving, you could lose a few pounds. Your belly's still not happy. Well, he walked away and he said, okay, God, I got to feed my family. You said you'd take care of me. So the Lord said this to him. He said, go back behind Safeway tonight, the Safeway grocery store. Go back behind Safeway tonight. So he went back behind Safeway and there was all these, you know, canned goods, dented and bread, day-old bread, and all that. So he started loaded up in his truck. And somebody came out of the store and said, hey, what are you doing with that? He said, well, I'm working over at the church, and I saw it here. He said, well, the Lord told me to come back here. I'm working at the church, and I'm not able to work a full-time job while I'm working at the church. And so he didn't say the church ain't paying me. He didn't say anything like that. He just said, you know, I had to quit my job to do that, so I came back here, and this food was here. I thought you were just going to throw it away. He goes, really? He says, you come back tomorrow night. And he says, I'll have more for you. So he got so much food every night. He got so much food. They set that food out there for him. Now, he was scraping. He was scraping, or another way to say it, he was scrapping. He was eating other people's scraps. You see, this is the problem with us today. We are not willing to humble ourselves and stay in obedience to God. He knew that if he went back to work, he would be in disobedience. A brand new Christian, he would be in disobedience to God. But he fed his family with scraps. He fed his family with other people's scraps, even day-old milk, day-old stuff, 2 and 3 day-old stuff. That's how he did it, so he could stay in obedience to God. The man is a millionaire today. Now, I said all that. I didn't mean to get carried away, Pastor Sadie, on your program. But I've had to do the same thing. I've had to use my faith to reduce, too, going through things. So you that are listening out there today, if you're going through it, stay in obedience. Let them say whatever they want to say about you, but stay in obedience, and you're going to come up out of that, and you'll have a full supply for everything you need. Glory to God.
Yes, yes. Oh, that, Pastor Wynn, that is so true, because I've been there, still there almost just about it. I know what you were saying, because when you have faith, your faith is going to be tested. It's going to be on trial. But are you going to do what God's saying? As you were saying about the man that quit his job to go do stuff at the church, I know one part of the season in my life, that's what I did. And I said, God was calling me. And I said, okay, God, how are we going to make it? You know, this got to be done. I said, but God, I'm trusting in you. Yeah. And I'm here today to say that I trusted him then, and I trust him even more now, because I'm learning and reading more about his word each and every day. That put me right with knowing what God will do, knowing your faith will be tested through sickness, no job, no money coming in. You got everything to run, but he is the way maker. He always have a way made for you. You may not see it right then when you're going through that trial, but he has it there for you. We have another call on the air. Caller, you're not on.
Yes, I wanted to make a comment about going through trials. I'm recently going through a trial where everything around me, all my work, the computers that I use every day, I have 5 computers in my house, and every one of them broken. I was on my way to a healing service 2 weeks ago, and I'm on my way there, my truck breaks down. I don't make it home. I had an argument with a tow truck driver. I had to spend the night in my truck. Finally got my truck home and having all kind of financial difficulties, but I'm just reiterating what you said about going through trials and keeping your faith. Now, I know that my blessing is around the corner, and I know I'm being tested, and I'm just so glad that I'm learning from the Word enough to know that this is just a simple trial, just a hurdle to go through. And I just kept praising God, knowing that my blessing is right around the corner, and I could not be happier to be where I am right now. It's going to give me something to talk about when I become a millionaire very, very soon. And I'm just so happy to be saved and to know that God is there with me in every step of the way. He will never leave me or forsake me. Now, I'm so happy, and I try to use what I go through to encourage others, to let them know, hey, you may be going through something now, but stay faithful, read your word, and be consistent with your prayers, and be obedient, pay your tithes, and God will answer your prayers without question, because God is not a liar. He will never leave you or forsake you. And I could not be happier than to be where I am right now.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Carla, because that is so true. You know, when things happen to her, I was listening to the radio on my way to the prison on last night, and the mother came on and said she had lost her home. Then they come repossessed her car, and she went to work the next day. And she lost her job. She said, I need prayer. I know I got faith, but y'all pray that I hold on to my sanity with the faith. And I was sitting in my car driving, and I said, Lord, I've been there. I know what that lady is going through, how it feels. You know, and when you just shared, young man, somebody was listening in now or later on that will be able to relate to that situation that you went through and still in. That we don't know how we're going to come out. I understand like you was talking about your computer. Mine went out, then the other one went out, didn't have any ink. Then the phone was cell phone, house phone, having problems with it. And it was just from one thing to the other. But
amen.
I think holding on to my faith, because that's all I got is my faith in God.
Come on. Yeah.
No matter what material things you got, God gave it to you. It can blow up, burn up, or fly away in a moment of a twinkling eye of a storm, hurricane, earthquake, or whatever comes. But when you got that faith, you can stand in the midst of a storm. You can stand there and say, God, I know this is for my making. This is for my good. I have to go through this to reach the next dimension, not just the next level, but the next dimension in you. So I've got to pull up everything that I got in me. I have to stay in the Word. I have to pull out these scriptures pertaining to what I'm going through, because everything we've gone through or we have is in the Word of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Excuse me. So we got to stand on the assurance that God is a faithful God. He's a loving God, and he's a kind God. And you know, we as Christians, we struggle in our Christian life. You know, and have doubt. You know, God don't want us to have doubt.
Come on.
As 2 Peter 1:1-9 say, just a little briefly say, he has given us all of his rich and wondrous promise. So make every effort to apply the benefit of these promise to your life. That means we have to go back to the Word. We have to regurgitate those things back that we have read. Today we might have read a whole chapter on something. We didn't know why we was reading it, but come next week, that same chapter we read, we're going to be able to go back to it, because we didn't know the week before why God had us reading that chapter and dissecting that word. But he already knowing and foreseen what was coming up. So he pre-warned us now what to do. So when it got here, okay, let me go, because that's in the Word of God. I was just reading that last week. Now this is to help me. I didn't know who. I thought it was for somebody else, but it's for me, Lord. Let me go back and pull it up and read it and get a better understanding, because you're taking me through this right now. It wasn't just for the people in the Bible. It's for us now. It's for us today. So everything that they went through in the Word of God with the faith and your trial being on test, you know, we're going to go through that now. We are not exempt. Not in the least.
Amen.
Did somebody say something?
Oh, man, we're just listening to you in the spirit. Okay.
You know, and in
I'm glad we know where we are. In Christ Jesus is a comforting feeling to have that inner peace, and no matter what you're going through, that you know that you're going to be all right. What does that scripture say? I'm like an old tree by the river. The tide may go to and fro, but my roots run deep, and I still stand firm through this storm. And I'm just happy to be where I am mentally and have my inner peace.
That's right.
I'm just so happy. I wake up every day happy and smiling, knowing where I am in Christ Jesus. And everything that I do is dedicated to him, and it will work. And I'm just thankful, just so thankful to be alive, to be able to worship God, and to be able to do all I can to tell others about the love of the Lord.
That's right. That is so true, because God is so good. And in Hebrews 6 and 10, it was saying, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that all ye have ministered to the saints and do minister." You know, as I was reading this, this was another one with my seeds. This was with love on charity. You know, the world may fail to reward us and fail to acknowledge the good work that we have done. But God is not unrighteous to forget our labor of love. You know, he will surely remember all that we have done in his name and reward us. This is another one accounted for our faith in time of trial. This is another sure foundation for faith in time of trial. It's love, to know that God loves us. One down the street may not love us. One next door may not love us. The family member might say they don't love us. But we know we have somebody, which is Jesus Christ, that would love us no matter what struggles we're going through, what sin we do. He forgive us. You go back and repent to him. But, you know, as you're going through those trials, I know it's hard sometimes because we all have been there. We all had to grow from that. But as we're going through it, we just go to smiling. I say, okay, devil, you shot your best shot. Because I know. So I start saying, when things start happening, I know it's a blessing around the corner. And I want that
That's
blessing.
Right.
The only way you don't give it, because you throw in the towel, you give up, and the blessing right there within 2 minutes. And you say, oh, I give up. I throw in the towel. I don't want to do it. Uh-uh. Job, with all that Job went through, Job didn't give up. He hung in there. He hung in there. I know, reading the story of Job, that was hard. All the stuff he went down. You know, right now, a lot of people couldn't stand to lose their home. They can't stand to lose a job. They go out there and commit suicide because the money not coming in. Or they go out there and start robbing people because it was not in God. Their faith was in that material thing. Their faith was being put on trial. And they was doing everything but trusting in God. But when you trust in God, pick up this word. Read it. If you haven't told your pages out of it. Read what thus say the Lord. And once you start reading, he'll start revelating things to your mind, to your thought pattern on what you should do, how you should do it, where you should go, where you shouldn't go. You know, your faith's going to be on trial.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so we, as believers in Christ, have to know without a shadow of a doubt that we going to live and do what God say do. He didn't tell us when we came over here to be a Christian that we're going to come to a flower bed to be. Everything was going to be honky-dory. It wasn't going to never have no problem. Mm-mm. No, we're going to have some things going to happen to us before we leave this earth. But are we going to take them and strive with the word of God behind it? Or are we going to talk about it, ridicule it, persecute it? And everything else, but are we really going to stand up for Jesus? And now we living in a time like never before. We ought to be standing up for God, standing up in the midst of you done lost your job, in the midst of your lights off, in the midst of your gas off. What you do, just bundle up while the lights is off, that means he wants you to get closer to him during the day. Read the word.
Mm-hmm.
Pray. See what he's telling you. During the night, you need to read again. Put you some candles on or a lamp.
Amen.
You know, but you say, Lord, I'm going through this. I know I'm not looking at it like it seems, but I'm looking at it through your eyes, Lord. This is only a test, and I'm going to come out this test smelling like a robe. I'm not going to give up. I ain't going to give out.
Yeah.
Because I know you have the crown of life for me. And as Job did, Job went through, even when his friends ridiculed him, talked about him. Wife even told him he should curse God and die. But you saw how strong his faith was. That's why God wants us to have faith like that today. You know, sometime in our walk with Christ, the stable things upon which we lean are removed. And when those things give us our identity that make us who we are taken away from us, we feel helpless. Often we cry out to God. Sometimes we even blame God, but we can't. You know, when I go back to the story, when Job lost his possession, his family and his health, and everything that made him who he was, mm-hmm. he realized that he was merely a steward. Nothing really belonging to him, and that's with us today. And in reality, you know, something else made Job who was and gave him integrity. That's what we need to have, integrity.
Amen.
He knew that in the time of trial, he must continue to trust in God. And he knew that he had been blessed by God. We all have been blessed by God.
Yes.
He also knew that even when all seemed lost, he could continue to bless the name of the Lord because of his steadfast assurance in God. You know, the trial we face today reveals the integrity of our faith. And during these times, we find out what makes us who we are, like Job. We must continue to trust in God even when all seem lost. You know, and as Job understood, we must understand that God is not punishing us. He is preparing us for a higher purpose.
Yes.
We must know that good always come out of our trial. You know, and as we experience, have faith in God's word, avoid sin, and never change God's foolishness. We must remain in character, always mindful that we have the victory through Christ Jesus. Just like Job, you know, we must fall down and worship God, saying the Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He has to take away some things from you sometimes for you to really appreciate what he's doing for you. You may not understand it all the time. But we're going to give God praise today because he is worthy. He truly is worthy. No matter if anybody's on the line listening today or tonight that don't know Jesus and the partner of us, and it's time that you get to know the Master.
Yes.
Because he's standing right there. He's right there next to you right now. Whether you're at work, he's next to your desk, you're driving in a car, he's sitting right next to you, flying a plane. He's in that plane with you. Or you're laying down in your bed, don't know which way to go. Call on the name of
Jesus.
Call
on the name of Jesus.
Call on him.
Call on him.
Call on him.
Call
you
on.
Know, today, you know, I thought with God's help, faith on trial, because we all going through something right now. But when we put our faith totally in God and see what God is doing for us, and how we'll come out as pure gold on the end. Did anybody else would like to say something today,
Pastor Sadie,
on that?
I'm thinking about Job. Job wasn't even born again. We don't even really know where the book of Job fits in the Bible, if it was before covenant, after covenant, you know. And if Job can come through and not even be born again, if Job can come through, if he was a part of that covenant, if he could come through back then, We have a new and better covenant today. Not only that, we are born again.
Yes.
So we have this new covenant, Hebrews says, and we have the infilling, not just the dwelling of the Holy Ghost in us, but the infilling. Those of us who are baptized in the Holy Ghost, we have the infilling of the Holy Ghost. See, so for us to gripe, whine, and complain, you know, we need to look back at Job and see that he came through and he didn't have what we have. He wasn't equipped the way we are equipped.
That's right.
But yet he came through, you see.
Mm.
So if he can come through all of that without the equipment that we have, certainly we can come through our little momentary afflictions with
all
right. the equipment that we have. Amen?
Right. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, before we close our show out for today, I want to tell you all thank you for coming on Joy and Peace Outreach. And to tell you also, Pastor Wynn, I hadn't talked to you while I hadn't been able to get on. But as of Saturday, I was ordained as overseer. So it's just the title. I just want to do the work. I'm a servant of God. A servant of God.
Congratulations,
yes,
Pastor.
Lord. And our prayer for the closing of this broadcast today, Lord, I pray that whatever trial I may face, I will maintain my integrity. I am committed through Jesus Christ to remain in character, praising, and worshiping you for the victory. Help me see your hands in every trial, Lord, so I may keep the faith. Avoid sin and never charge you foolish. In Jesus' name we pray today. And I thank you all for coming on the broadcast today. I hope something was said between the three of us that someone else that may listen in later on will let them know they're not alone on the trials that they're going through right now. But we need to know, where is your faith today? Is your faith in God spiritually, or is it in material things that will pass away one day? We have to know where our faith lies in Jesus Christ through any trial we may be going through, any sickness, anything that have attacked us. We are unattacked through the power of God, and let God know he is the creator of all things, because our faith is on trial today. I want to thank every one of you all for coming on. Hope y'all have a blessed week in the Lord. And we're going to keep on going through. And Brother Marcus, God has something better for you. In the midst of all your things breaking down and everything, it's another way God wants you to do something. And he had to shut down all of that to get your attention. Now he has your undivided attention. Where you are able to do what he has called you to do. We feel the computer has come on the scene, and it's good, it's helpful, everything. But some have to go back to the old ways we learned, we know, that still took care of a situation, and we come out with it all right. So today,
Amen.
Thank you all again for coming on Joy and Peace Outreach, and I'm going to close the program off with encourage yourself, no matter what you do. We can encourage ourselves.
Amen.
Y'all have a blessed
Amen. Day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You still there? Hello?
Yes.
Bertha?
I'm coming.